opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
All right, cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Oh, God.
Not that bad.
Trey, you grew up in a trailer in Baytown. This is what your water out of the faucet tastes like.
Okay, it's actually really bad. It kind of tastes like McDonald's buffalo sauce.
Kyle Trask. Do you see him boosting his draft stock just like Joe Burrow did?
I didn't think a whole lot of Kyle Trask coming into this season. What I've seen from him on film so far has been really impressive. Now, when we say, will he boost his stock like Joe Burrow did, as in, like, become the number one overall pick, I'd put the odds of that at about 1%. And that 1% would happen when Trevor Lawrence's head falls off.
And if not Trevor Lawrence, I think Justin Fields is going to be in that conversation.
But Kyle Trask, his stock is definitely going to shoot up this year. He'll probably end up being a first rounder.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. Comment there. Still 152 people running around. And you can hear the commentary on the break, which is mostly about why I think if the Texans were half-assing it.
Mostly you calling people bitches.
Well, I just said if the Texans were half-assing it because they didn't like O'Brien, they're a bunch of little bitches. That was it. And people are offended by that. So, okay. But that was pretty weak.
Sorry.
Rain Man says, Fred, that calling grown man bitch don't fly with some communities. I don't know what communities you're talking about.
You think Fred's going to get beat up by someone in a community?
I don't know what communities you're talking about, but a bitch is a bitch. And you know what? Don't be so sensitive. Don't be such sensitive little bitches. How's that? Is that better? Nathan sent us a photo. Did you see this? It says, I keep getting told I look like Kip from Yellowstone. Do you see it?
I think he means Rip.
Yeah, it's Rip. But you're not fat enough, Nathan.
Yeah,
because Rip's got a little fatness to
he's
him.
Too thin.
Yeah. So, any college games that you're on this weekend that we haven't talked about? I bet Texas State at +7. Not as much as I bet UH last night, but that's my other play. And I also think I'm going to hit that Auburn under that you guys talked about.
Yeah, that's a play for me. You know, I'm still kicking around the idea. Well, first of all, I think Syracuse over Duke should be a play. Duke is just a disaster. Syracuse sucks, but at a pick 'em, I have to take Syracuse. The number's now pushed down to 29.5. I like Army Citadel +31 against Army. I don't think Army's going to look to blow Citadel out. I think it'll be a lower scoring game. It's an FCS team, but I don't think Army has. They have no reason to blow them out.
But they kind of didn't have a reason to blow out Abilene Christian last week,
right?
Either.
But there is something about playing against another service academy. Yeah. There's respect between those guys playing between not a service academy, but a military academy,
right?
And playing against another triple option team, which that's what this is going to be. The clock's going to be running the whole time, so it's a little more difficult to and. That's the other thing. I mean, Army shouldn't have covered last week.
No.
The game was over. All they had to do was take knees, and they broke one off for absolutely no reason.
So, well, what you're saying is the Army is okay with other military schools, but they don't like Jesus.
I think that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And then I wanted to get your thought. Oh, I also like Western Kentucky against Marshall. Everybody's in love with Marshall right now, but Marshall shouldn't be a 7-point road favorite against Western Kentucky, in my mind. I wanted to get your thoughts on this Temple-Navy game because, much like UH last night, we're seeing these games come up every once in a while now where a team's had some games versus right. a team who hasn't played yet. And we talked to Brad about it, and I agree with Brad. I'd rather be the team that hasn't played and has a ton of film on the other team. Now, Navy, you could say, well, what does film matter? Because they always do the same thing.
Right.
That's a little bit true, which makes me not as in love with this thing as I normally would be. But Navy, they've thrown the ball more this year. I wonder, but I'm also hesitant to bet on a team that I haven't seen play, which is the other side of that coin. So I'm not in love with betting on Temple either.
And see, this is why this is different for me than UH, because I was at least getting reports from practice at UH as to what they might be. And I don't have those kind of ins with Temple, so I don't know what Temple's going to look like. And I don't know that – and Navy has not looked good. I mean, there's no question. But I got to stay away from this one, I think. I'm tempted to bet Navy because it is, you know, the devil you know. But, I mean, Temple could come in there and dog stomp them. I just don't have a feel for it.
And there's some game, like I would have loved to play the over in the Alabama Ole Miss game, but weather has me scared off of that a little bit. There a lot of the hurricane has me kind of leaving off some games that I wanted to play. I told you I like UTSA plus 35 against BYU. They may make me look stupid, and that wouldn't shock me if they did, but I do kind of like them. And I think I like UTEP. Plus 14, which, God, I never thought I'd be betting on UTEP, but here they are, plus 14 at Louisiana Tech. They're coming off a bye.
And they're not horrible anymore.
They've got a little bit of confidence right now. They've won three games so far this year, which is, I think, more than their last 2 years combined.
Yeah.
So that's something.
I'll give you another number that I'm actually looking at, and you're going to laugh at me. UTSA is plus 34.5 at BYU. BYU is really good. UTSA is not garbage, though.
Well, I just mentioned that one before. I got them at 35. Mm. And it's kind of what I went back to about BYU earlier. UTSA is they're gonna run tight ends out there.
Yeah.
They're gonna keep heavy packages on the field.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was confused. I thought you were talking about a different game.
Hopefully, not get dominated in the trenches like BYU's done to literally every other opponent. But every other opponent besides Navy. They run a triple option, and they also apparently Navy didn't tackle the entire offseason, had no chance against BYU. But every other offense that they've played has been like a more wide open spread offense that didn't keep UTSA from what I was hearing this week. They're going to keep sometimes two tight ends in their sets to try and make sure their quarterback has a little bit more time.
And that's. I mean, that's an awful big number.
It is.
So,
but BYU's also blown some pretty big
numbers out. And they have, but I think this team's a little better than what they've been facing. And is certainly coached well enough to stay within that kind of number. So, there you go. Man, I can't believe how many people are like Virginia Buttonweed says, if you ever had a boss that bleeps on you constantly, it wears on your ability to perform. Man, I get all that. But I'm just telling you, I don't want people who fold and cry and don't play their best because they don't like somebody. I want guys who try to overcome that. And that's just me. And, you know, I've had bosses like that. I've had bosses that would drain the life out of you. And you know what I did? I tried to do an even better job because I knew that guy wasn't going to last. And when the next guy came along, I might get promoted because I showed him, hey, I can work with this crap. But again, that's just me. I mean, some people, they like to, I'm going to cry because the boss is mean to me.
You got a take on Texas, Oklahoma?
I really don't. I mean, I kind of feel like Oklahoma's, you know what? I finally given up on Sam Ellinger as being some kind of really good quarterback. I think he's just a very average guy that's surrounded by some talent. And Spencer Rattler, I think, is going to get better. I guess I'd lean OU here, but now it's at 3. I mean, I can't play OU at minus 3 after what I've seen out of them. But, you know, I just don't think either of these teams are what we thought they were going to be. They're basically – this is basically TCU and Iowa State with different uniforms.
Here's what I'll say, I don't know that I agree with you on Sam Ellinger, who so far this year, 14 touchdowns, 2 picks. In their 3 games, I, I, I think that the problem goes well beyond Sam Ehlinger, though. Like, they haven't been able to tackle, which is obviously very problematic. I trust Ehlinger way more than I trust Spencer Rattler right now. And I'm also inclined, typically, if Texas is a dog, if Tom Herman is a dog, to take points.
Not Texas, enough of a dog for me to actually use the Herman thing there.
I think Texas has covered the last four Red River shootouts.
Well, that is the thing. They have been really good against OU.
And I think they're 0-4 in those games. Or maybe 1-3, but I think they've
covered. No, they did win one.
I think they've covered all four of them.
But I keep seeing Ehlinger, and everybody's like, oh, Heisman contender. No, he's not.
Well, the team's not good enough.
Well, not
but
even.
But he's been fantastic this year.
He's also made some key mistakes in big situations, which is one of the things that.
What key mistake?
He's
not the one who fumbled going into the end zone against TCU.
No, but
he's literally the only reason they came back against Texas Tech.
Well, that and Tech not knowing how to finish a damn football game.
Yeah.
I'll give him credit for that. He was good there, but they also should have lost that game. He's not a guy who's out there going to win games for you, in my opinion. He's gonna put up some big numbers. I'm not impressed with him. And I'm kind of tired of hearing about how great he is because...
Well, I don't know that he's great, but I think he's better than what you think. I think he's certainly not the reason why...
I think he's an above-average quarterback.
He's certainly not the reason why Texas is where they are right now.
But he's not special. How's that?
Okay. I think I'd take him over most quarterbacks in the Big 12 still. I don't think he's going to the NFL.
Well, I think that's a bigger... I think the bigger issue is that the Big 12 doesn't have the kind of quarterbacks that we're used to seeing either.
Yeah.
A kid at Iowa State's supposed to be good. He's not any good.
I don't know. Yeah, I think Brock Purdy's pretty decent too.
It was their first game, but he was awful against Louisiana.
Yeah.
They couldn't move the football. They couldn't do anything.
But my bigger issue with most of these Big 12 teams is the defense is behind them. But Spencer Rattler is one guy that, and I think he'll be good eventually. Because typically they all are, but that's the other thing that a lot of people don't talk about is every quarterback that Lincoln Riley's had, this great quarterback whisperer, everyone that he's had is like an experienced guy who came from somewhere else. This is the first time he got a high school kid.
Baker transfer, said, Kyler transfer, yeah. Jalen Hurts transfer.
And they just said, hey, take this 18-year-old kid and make something happen. It's not as easy.
Yeah. Well, it is his second year. He did redshirt last year, and he was part of the program. But this is you don't have a ready-made guy here.
Right.
And that's why, you know what, I said this at the time. That's where D'Eriq King should have gone, Oklahoma.
That would have been the move.
Yeah. But, it may work out with Miami. So far it is. But you imagine if he had that guy?
They'd be
I think they'd be a lot better than what they are.
I think they might be where Miami is right now.
About to get beat by Clemson, yeah.
Well, that's what let's face it.
Oklahoma would too.
All Big 12 road lead, they all lead to getting beat by Clemson or an SEC team in the end. But that's where they're all headed. But, yeah, I like Texas enough to play them. Although now that it's three, it gives me some consideration.
Three, I would think.
But I think that they certainly have a quarterback edge in this match. I much prefer playing Tom Herman as a favorite. Like I told you guys last week, I didn't think they would lose outright to TCU.
I did bet TCU though,
but there was no way I was giving points to TCU or giving points with Texas against TCU. No way.
The Saggy would much rather have Sam than Kellen Mond.
But
that's not saying a whole lot.
But listen, Kellen Mond might still be good, and I've talked to a lot of people who are better talent evaluators than I am, who say Kellen Mond's the real deal. But Kellen Mond's best weapons basically all opted out, for COVID. So I don't know what Kellen Mond is. I don't want him. I don't trust him. But there are people who think that he's pretty damn good.
Here's my problem with Kellen Mond. I think he's a very talented guy. I just don't think he's very instinctive. In fact, we were talking about Kyle Trask last year. I think Kyle Trask was very mechanical last year. I kind of think that's Kellen Mond. I don't see the instincts out of him. And it's at some point, some guys develop that. And we talked about Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow took a huge jump in his last year, and he was there for a long time. And guys do that sometimes. Kellen Mond still looks like the same guy he did to me 2 years ago. And, you know, and that's not a bad
player. Except now he's got less weapons around him.
Yeah. It doesn't make him a bad player. It just means he's very, this is what he is.
If I told you today you've got to tell me 1 through 7, where does Aggie finish in the SEC West, what do you think?
Well, I mean,
we certainly think they're worse than Alabama. Alabama
kicked their heads in. I think they're better.
I think LSU and Auburn are both down compared to what we thought.
But still,
are
probably
they, still better?
They may still be better. So I think
Ole Miss better?
I don't think so.
Is Mississippi State better?
I think Mississippi State's on the same level, pretty close. I don't know.
Mississippi State is not better.
No, Mississippi State's sneaky though, because obviously you beat LSU.
They're a Mike Leach team.
Yeah, and so he's going to win some games against teams he shouldn't. But
let's also face it. Again, I don't know that LSU that win is going to be like this groundbreaking, earth-shaking thing.
Yeah, it was week one against a completely new secondary,
exactly.
And you're an air raid offense. So I'd say 4th.
Okay. Which is what you would have thought at the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think, again, this
season, the games against the Mississippi schools are vitally important
to
Texas A&M, because if they lose those, then basically you're down in the Arkansas level.
But I think, I don't know. I guess the Aggies haven't looked as good as I'd hoped they would, right? In that I expected a better effort against, well, certainly Vanderbilt. But it's one game in the Rona, so I'm willing to throw that out. I thought they'd at least be more competitive against Alabama.
They've got to finish drives against Florida. That's what they haven't been able to do so far. They have, once they get past the 30, the 40, they've not been able to finish those drives. They're going to have to do that against Florida. This is a good matchup for them. It's a good week to figure out. Well, I shouldn't say it like good, like they've got an advantage. I'm saying it's a good litmus test to see where they really stand.
Because
Florida's offense is going to score. Florida's defense hasn't looked great. And they lost a lot of guys to the NFL. They're down from where they have been defensively. So A&M needs to finish these drives. They need to put some points on the board if they're going to have any chance. All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding. Give them a call today for Hurricane Impact Windows. All their windows are made in Texas, built for Texas tough weather. I know because they came to my house and showed me these windows because, of course, I'm getting them put in my house. I'm going to be ready for rain, wind, hail. I'm protected from all that, of course. But mostly I'm excited about saving 40% on my electric bills. That's what's going to happen with Allstate Windows and Siding. They're here to help Houston out, and they're extending their fall specials. 25% off all window packages, or buy 10, get 2 windows free. $2,000 off complete siding jobs as well. They've got home and virtual appointments available. You can do either one. You'll see how great this product is. And they've been family run for 4 generations. They're the kind of company you want to do business with. They do cash discounts. They do senior discounts. They do veteran discounts, first responders. They want to help out the people who help us out. Remember, Allstate Windows and Siding for Hurricane Impact Windows. Give them a call today. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
10 bad bads and they after me. Bad. 1 bad bad look like a masterpiece. Ooh. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Ooh. Big drip, what you call it? Big.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And we haven't talked really about your Astros too much today, but Aaron, especially you, because you're in there masturbating every time the Astros score a run. Who would you rather see, Rays or Yankees? And they're underway, by the way. Nil-nil, I believe.
So I'm worried about how great the Rays pitching can be, but at the same time, I'm worried about getting into a slugfest with the Yankees.
Let's pick your poison. And I think I don't know. I think you and I agreed that these were, and I thought the White Sox were in that same group, but I thought these were the White Sox and these two teams were the best teams in the AL coming into the playoffs. They are probably, I don't think there's another, I mean, those are the three teams I would have picked to beat the Astros had they played them. I thought they'd beat the Twins and the A's and the Indians and the Blue Jays, but the Yankees and Rays were at the top of the list of teams that I just think are better than the Astros. Now, the Yankees have the same problem the Astros do right now, which is health in their pitching rotation and health in their bullpen.
But they can crush the ball.
I mean, they're very similar, right?
Yeah,
now.
I mean, they're almost the same team.
They do have Garrett Cole, which is better than anything the Astros have,
especially the way Greinke's pitching.
Yeah. I mean,
you're not getting what you're paying for him.
And Tanaka he's a roller coaster, but he's been an Astros killer. So, but after that, I mean, suddenly the Astros are better in the rest of the games. And I don't know. I don't think Garrett Cole started tonight.
I think so.
Did he start game five? So
yeah, you had Cole. Damn it, Rays pitcher, freaking ace that came from Pittsburgh.
Charlie Morton?
No.
Oh, Tyler Glasnow.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Glasnow, Cole.
Okay.
Glasnow on 2 days rest. I mean, Cole's technically on 3 days rest.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting. And
you surviving in there, buddy? You seem a little off.
So if Garrett Cole pitches again, it probably won't be until game three.
Right.
Which means you'll see him twice at most, where if it went to seven, I would imagine Garrett Cole would pitch three games. That won't be the option.
Yeah, so that's an advantage.
I think either matchup is going to be tough. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to see the Astros have some success against either one of them, I don't feel great about it.
In my world, I'd love to see the complete redemption tour where you beat the A's, the Yankees, and the Dodgers and win the whole thing. That would be ideal.
That'd be the movie.
But as far as who I'd rather face in the next round, I think the Rays, because even though they have all those good pitchers, the way the Astros are swinging the bats right now, I feel better about that than I do getting into a slugfest with the Yankees. I just think the Yankees can do what they do, and they've got a little more. So, this is pretty amazing. Let's forget all the cheating crap and everything else for a minute. Four straight years, they have made it to the American League Championship Series.
It's impressive.
And, I mean, that's, you got to give them credit for that. So, Matt once has an Astros thought. Let's get Matt on. What's up, Matt?
Yo. Hello?
Yo.
Hey, Matt.
What up?
Go.
Oh, hey, I got a question. As far as for being an Astros fan, what would fans think if were to lose tonight and have the satisfaction of them not advancing where we're at or going to the next round?
Your phone was in and out. I think he's saying, would you rather see the Yankees lose tonight or what would be more satisfying? Seeing them lose tonight and not get to where you are or seeing them win tonight and then beating them? I think beating them head-to-head is always going to be more satisfying.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, I mean, even last
because
year, Altuve's walk-off was against the Yankees.
Yeah,
and so much better.
And if you turn around and lose to the Rays the next series, it's not like you can go, ha, you lost to the Rays, because you also lost to the Rays. So far, while I'm excited that the Astros have won two rounds of these playoffs, let's face it, look at who they've beaten. It's not like we can say everything's redeemed. I mean, I think you start beating these Yankees, you start beating the Rays, you start beating the Dodgers. Now people, I mean, what are they going to say now? I mean, what it gets to that.
But I think it's still an accomplishment because the A's were better than them during the regular season.
Yeah.
But then the A's do that. I mean, they get to the playoffs and they lose. I mean, that's been their history. Minnesota gets to the playoffs and they lose. This is a team that has the pedigree. I mean, like we just said, fourth straight ALCS appearance. When was the last time somebody did that? I think you got to go back to when the Yankees were good, right?
I'm sure.
Yep. Yeah. According to Patrick Creighton, 98, 99, 2000, 2001.
Yeah. Been a while.
The Yankees, that was the last time somebody did it.
Patrick Creighton would know that.
They won three out of those four?
Yep.
Won three out of the four World Series that year?
Yes. Yankees and the A's are the only other teams to do it in the AL.
Wow.
So
the Bash Brothers A's and the Jeter Yankees.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I mean, in modern times.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Yankees won the World Series for like 6 years in a row.
When there were four teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you go back to the, back when it was just white guys playing.
Yeah, it's impressive,
the rest
man.
Of the country was off, fighting wars and stuff.
Does that make the, I don't know. Because I heard John and Lance talking about it this morning, I think, talking about, or maybe, who was it? Maybe it was Joel and Charlie talking about.
You're confusing John and Lance.
I don't remember who, I just don't remember who was saying that does it become a dynasty at that point?
Not unless you win another title. I mean, you're not.
I think you have to win three titles to be a dynasty.
I think so. I think you'd have to win this year and
another one.
And another one. And if you do that, yeah, I think you can put the D word on it. But otherwise,
it's a nice run.
Yeah, it's a hell of a run. And, and I hope people appreciate that because especially, and we talked about this a lot.
Because those A's teams, they can't be considered a dynasty as good as they were for a long time because they only won one World Series. The early 70s A's, you could make an argument as a dynasty. They won three World Series in a row.
Yeah.
That's like Catfish Hunter, Reggie Jackson A's. But
yeah,
the Canseco McGuire A's, not a dynasty.
I mean, I think the Cardinals were close to being a dynasty when they won, was it 2 and 3 years or back-to-back? They beat the Rangers twice.
Yeah.
When the Rangers were one out of
3 years. And the Giants.
Yeah. The
Giants were winning every other year.
Yeah. And then before that, obviously, the Yankees.
Yeah.
But I think this is as good a run.
But the problem with the Giants, when they weren't playing in the World Series, yeah, they sunk.
Yeah.
So that was a weird thing. But they did win 3 and 5 years, 2010, 2012, 2014.
I still think that's dynasty.
I think so. That gives you your
is
three.
It if you don't make the playoffs in the other 2 years?
I mean,
boy, who wouldn't want three?
It
titles
depends
in five
on why
years,
you
though.
Didn't make the playoffs. I don't remember those rosters 100%, but if there were injuries that caused those two off years, then I'd still say dynasty.
Maybe so.
I mean, just like if the Astros would have won two already and still had Verlander and Gerrit Cole, both of them go out with Tommy John, and they get there. I mean, you're still arguing the point that if they were healthy, it'd be dynasty.
Did Cole just get out of a bases loaded jam?
Yes, he did.
Mm. He's good at sports.
He's all right. He's all right. Let's not put too much on him. All right. I haven't done a gym of the day. I'll have to do that next segment. Don't let me forget. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. All right. I know I'm late with this, but let's do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I'm not sure how I feel about this one. I kind of want to get your opinion. And, Aaron, you can feel free to weigh in on this too. But let's say you're walking by a church and you see the lights on later than usual. Are you going to go to the window and see if there's anybody in there? Because I'm just going to mind my own business and keep walking. But I'm just curious what you guys think.
If a church?
A church, yeah.
No, I feel like the lights are always on at churches, aren't they?
I do too.
Yeah, that was my thing is being, horribly practicing Catholic. But the lights in the chapel were always on because if you had a midlife crisis at 2 a.m., God's still there at 2 a.m. You can go in and pray and talk to God if you need to.
Because I'm kind of against the person who did this more than the priest who was banging two chicks on the altar.
Oh, no.
Because an onlooker peered inside, saw him half naked having sex with two women on the altar. The women were dressed in corsets and high-heeled boots. There were sex toys and stage lighting, and a mobile phone as well as a separate camera were mounted on tripods recording it all. Which, okay, sounds like a pretty good porno to me. Not gonna lie. Priest and Nun.
I mean,
who hasn't watched Priest and Nun? Yeah,
I have not.
Okay,
but
you're a liar. You're a dirty liar. But so the eyewitness took a video, which I'm like, okay, wait a minute. And then called the police. Officers then arrested Reverend Travis Clark, pastor of St. Peter's and Paul's since 2019, on obscenity charges. I got to ask, if you're inside and somebody's looking in there and taking video of you, how are you the obscene one?
That's a good question.
I mean, honestly.
Now,
I mean, if the doors were still unlocked, that makes it a public place.
If it's
place.
Open, that's different. But if the doors are locked now.
So somebody looking through a window.
Right. But if the business is open, I feel like it's different than if it's closed. If the doors are locked and you peep in through the window, honestly, that guy's a peeping Tom and he should go to jail.
Well, I don't like whoever this passerby was because, you know, so here's some more details in the court filings. The priest was recording himself engaged in sexual role play. It says while desecrating a sacred place within the church. Public records additionally show that one of the women, Mindy Dixon, 41, is an adult. Mindy Dixon, adult
what?
Film star.
Oh.
Well, actor.
Oh.
She also works for hire as a dominatrix. Okay, what's wrong with all that? If you're going to hire people to come in and have sex on your altar, does it matter that she's an adult
no.
film actor? But she was on her way to the New Orleans area to meet another dominatrix and, quote, defile a house of God on her social media account. Pretty big
That's
age.
That's her fault for posting it on
social
media.
Yeah, you know.
She should be the one who gets punished.
You can't trust these hoes, man.
They ain't loyal.
She is not attractive, by the way. There is a picture of her.
I always tend to think that if, like, the chicks who can get paid for stuff like that, like, especially if you, like, they don't have sex with you. They just beat you up and stuff.
Yeah.
I tend to think you can get away with not being quite the looker.
Yeah.
It's way better. I mean, it's way better to pay a discounted rate than have, like, pay extra to have a really hot chick beat you up.
She's,
like, if you're not going to do her anyway, like, what do you care what she looks like?
I mean, that's
like?
A question for somebody who has actually paid for it. Do you have to find her attractive?
Fred?
Or do you just care about the pain?
See, I don't. I'm not into that. Like
right. Fred's not into being flogged.
No, I'm not a fan.
We need a higher up, a three-letter title of another company, like a CEO of a company that maybe runs business off of 610 and Kirby. That might know.
You think Cal McNair?
I think Jack Easterby might know.
Oh, Jack Easterby,
dude.
Dude,
I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna pray for you, Aaron.
Pray closest to God.
I'm praying for you now.
Not always, but don't put some respect on Jesus Easterby's name. We don't even know anything about him. He could be the real deal and not a con man.
If you found out tomorrow that there was a scandal of him getting whipped on the 50-yard line of NRG when nobody was around, would it surprise you?
Of course not. Of course not. But
I rest my case.
Nothing would surprise me because I don't know anything about the guy other than he's mysterious. And he rose to power.
Rose to power.
This is like, dude, where's my car? It's mystery. The whole thing, the whatever it was called, which I can't remember now. But it's mysterious. So Dixon and Melissa Cheng, 23, were booked on the same count as Clark, who's 37. Police said the charge stems from obscene acts that occurred on the altar, which is clearly visible from the street. I kind of feel like mind your own business there. I'm actually going to be team priest.
Here's my question. If I were having sex in my house with the lights on in the living room floor and someone came up and looked through the window and saw me doing it, which one of us would get arrested?
It should be the person who goes to the window.
That's what I'm saying.
But there's – okay, so let's –
Well, what if you're doing
Everybody's going to make the argument of, oh, well, church isn't a business. Church is a business.
Of course it is.
They make money.
Yeah.
So if you say you own your own U-Haul company and you're late one night and you're tagging your secretary on one of the desks, is that different than tagging your wife in your bedroom of your house?
Only if it's clearly visible from the street, apparently.
I mean, so, if they're walking by
the window. But if somebody's walking by and can look in, then okay. But it seems to me that this person went out of their way to look in there.
That's just playing devil's advocate looking at a business versus a home.
I get
it. If they're peering into your home, peeping Tom, if you're walking by, like, on the street out here, and they look into what we used to have a kitchen bath place down there next to the subway, if you're doing one of the employees on the countertop of the kitchen model that you have, that's your fault. Go to the back room.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to my Chronicle days. If I bang them in my office with the door closed, that's okay.
Yeah, because that's in private.
But if I do it on the balcony on the ninth floor that somebody can see, that's
all
frowned
you.
Upon. Okay, all right, just checking.
Not even frowned upon. That was just your fault for doing it.
So that would be illegal. Okay. Just hypothetically, she might have had like a jacket on. You couldn't really tell. It just looked like two people on a balcony. Anyway, but this... this woman kind of looks like she's one of those that looks sort of like she was once a goth chick, but she's kind of gotten old, and she's got the painted on eyebrows that I hate, like the totally, you know. I would not allow her to beat me. But that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
See, these are the ethical questions I care about.
It's important stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you guys can go and fight all you want about, you know, what Trump says or Biden says or what the politicians say. I think these are the issues that America
this
should be
what
focused
matters.
On. Yeah. Are you a bad person for videotaping that? Or, you know, I mean, is that the who's to blame here? Listen, I have no problem with a little pastor porn. I mean, to me, kind of think it's
You think it's hot?
Nun porn. And again, this is the growing up Catholic thing, because the nuns that we grew up with were scary and mean and evil and old. But in porn, they're hot and very cute. And there's something about that habit that, you know, you look at that and say, okay, I might be into this. Oh, boy. Let's just turn the page on that. And, guys, MyBookie, plenty of opportunities to get in on the action this weekend. You heard AJ's college plays. You heard our NFL plays. You heard my college plays. And we talked about the game last night that put a nice little chunk on MyBookie. And you know what? The great thing about MyBookie is when you win, you get paid. It's that simple. And a lot of these sites, that's not the case. MyBookie has easy deposits and withdrawals. There's tons of options to get in on the action. Parlays, teasers, whatever you want to bet. I love the end game. And a lot of times you kind of see how things are going. Actually, when UH was down 24-7 last night, you got a pretty good number on them to come back and win the football game. You can do that. And so if you like a team and something like that happens where they get down early, then get in there and play the end game. And if you join today, MyBookie will match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio, and they'll match your first deposit 100%. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
Fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, it's Josh. Nothing's better than mouth-watering Texas barbecue at Cypress Trail Hideout, home of the award-winning Papa Charlie's Barbecue. Join them for weekly lunch specials Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 2, daily drink specials, and happy hour daily from 11 to 6 with $1 off all 24 regional and local craft draft beers. Come enjoy great food and beverages on the huge patio and live music on stage every weekend. Let Cypress Trail Hideout cater your next event or holiday dinner, too. Reserve early at CypressTrailHideout.com.
Support the Houston Fire Department when you purchase any of the Firehouse Series coffees from Cat's Coffee. Go to CatsCoffee.com and check out their locally roasted coffees for a cause. Use promo code ESPN20 for 20% off. Order now at CatsCoffee.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. No guarantee of credit score increase. DNC and privacy policy found at possiblefinance.com/privacy.
I screwed up my credit when I was younger.
I often find myself scraping by right before rent is due.
If you need cash or are looking to rebuild credit, Possible Finance can loan you up to $500 in minutes. Good credit not required. Just text PAID to 64000 to download the Possible Finance app.
Within an hour of applying, there was money on my debit card. Where else are you going to get money at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night?
Repay the loan in installments and change your payment date with no fee.
For someone who's building credit, this is the best. My credit score went up after the first two payments.
I had trouble paying, so I moved my payment 2 weeks later without hurting my score. It helped big time.
Just text PAID to 64000 to download the Possible Finance app and get the money you need in minutes. Text PAID to 64000 to download Possible Finance. Text PAID to 64000.
Do you get excited about your energy bill? Probably not. Infuse Energy customers are more than excited. They are enthusiastic over lower electricity rates and better service. InfuseEnergy.com, rated 5 out of 5 stars by the state of Texas.
The Lakers respond to a Game 3 loss by rolling once again over the Heat. Now it's a must-win Game 5 for Miami.
Friday at 7 on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
An experienced roster led by senior quarterback Kellen Mond.
Kellen, gone! Touchdown, Aggies!
The expectations are high in College Station.
Do what we know how to do. Go to work. Hey, family, on three, one, two, three.
Join us Saturday. Our coverage begins at 10 a.m. as the Aggies host the Gators on your home for Aggies football. The Texas A&M Sports Network.
Texas A&M, Florida. Saturday morning at 10 on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, last segment. So, quick question that we had on the Twitch for you before we get to stupid stuff. But will the ALCS affect any of the Blitz? I just assume we do it the same way where it'd be on 92.5. But this is going to be like at 7 o'clock, right?
What are we talking about?
The ALCS.
Yeah, I'm guessing the games will start at 7. But if they start a little early, we'll just be off a little early.
Okay, so you'll do them on both stations as opposed to what we did before.
Yeah, when we get to ALCS, they'll be on both stations.
Right. Well, we know Sunday's game won't affect the Blitz.
Correct.
So there's that.
But it may affect the NBA Finals.
So, yeah, I mean, I think you'd rather have Astros, right?
I mean, we'll probably run one on both.
Yeah, okay.
We're not sure because the time for the game one of the ALCS is TBD. We'll probably find out tomorrow, and then I'll have to send out a schedule. And Trey's going to come in and work on Sunday, so I told him to be ready for whenever the game is.
I mean, I was telling Fred during the break, you would assume with the Astros' hatred, whether it's Yankees or Rays, they would put them in prime time.
Well, not if it's the Dodgers.
I mean,
don't you estimate the Dodgers are just going to run right through the Braves like they did the Padres,
though? I don't think so. I think the Braves are pretty good.
But as much as I think LA fan sucks, I mean, the Dodgers are a bigger draw than the Astros.
Yeah.
And they're not a bigger draw than the Yankees. So if you want Astros in primetime, you better root for Yankees. Because Rays Astros would not be nearly as sexy as Dodgers Braves. Because the Braves still have a pretty good following, too. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
We've said this week.
He's here forever, it seems like. These contracts for like 5 or 6 years. He's here
Although, listen, there was an Alex Bregman home run, by the way.
3-1 now?
I feel like the guy who got fired. Who's the guy doing the baseball game? And he said something really insensitive.
Tom Brenneman.
Tom.
Yeah, and then he's like, I'm talking all this about Bill O'Brien. It's like, and Alex Bregman, deep to left field, and that's a home run. But Bill O'Brien, his corpse is now, I mean, that's what it felt like.
Here's your statement from Cal McNair.
Please.
On behalf of my family and our entire organization.
Why are you talking like that?
I want to sincerely thank Bill O'Brien and his family for their impact on our franchise.
I'm telling y'all right now, Cal could run for mayor right now and he'd probably win.
Not with that mustache. Because,
I don't know.
You have to shave. Brett Rowe. Now there's people saying all the things that I hate.
Yeah.
You also hate Alex Bregman. I hate Alex Bregman less than I used to. AJ also hates Travis Scott. I don't hate Travis Scott. I don't care. Travis Scott's not on my radar.
What's going on, dog? How y'all doing?
We're good, man. I was getting some emails from your PR people. They were like, hey, would you like to have a guest on named Booker T? And I was like, I guess that would be interesting. AJ hates salad. That's not true either. There's some salads I don't prefer. I don't love salad, but I eat my share of salad. I don't hate salad. AJ hates James Harden. Don't we all? Yeah.
AJ hates parades. That's true.
I do hate parades. And that's not just sports parade. I hate any parade. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of so many things.
The people need to know what Dusty's done.
No, don't tell. Don't say it. Let's just pretend it's not happening, and maybe it won't happen. No, don't do it.
It's happening. He's there.
But it's
not. Put up two runs for the A's right now. You don't even have to hit. Josh James is in the game.
I wasn't going to say it, but it is.
But
true.
It's true. You can't. True. You cannot say it.
You cannot say it.
Oh, there's not a sun in the sky. It's out there. No. There's not a hurricane in the Gulf. Sorry, it's out there. 2004, Rodney Dangerfield. 2011, Steve Jobs.
Thank you for not doing some sort of respect joke.
I know. I think I've done that enough already. Let me tell you.
Why did you have to ruin it?
Because that's what I do. So 4-4 now in favor of 4.
Yes.
So, there you go.
4 is the loneliest number.
Is it?
No. I think that's 1. Four is... A little bit more than that.
Technically, wouldn't it be 0? Wouldn't 0 be lonelier than 1?
I don't know. 0 has itself because it reaches around and holds its own hand.
Maybe. Oh, God. So that actually was so dumb that it made sense.
Yeah.
I love it.
I just wish I could make stupid stuff just that quote, and then we'll call it good.
Yeah, that's it. Boom, done.
Let's see. AJ hates AJ. That's absolutely false. AJ hates Houston barbecue. That's also false. AJ hates tortas and pastor tacos. Absolutely false. So there's a lot of things that people are just wrong about.
I don't want to say it's a problem. So that did I get one run in?
Yep.
So
Correa, RBI single, Brain and Bregman.
You could finish your thought and then.
I know, but I
saw
like
Tom Brenneman now.
I'm trying to tell him they've got a run in.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
It is a little distracting when the game's on and you're trying to do a show because you're also trying to watch the game and keep people informed. So I'm surprised that you didn't take the circle comment and just end stupid stuff with that.
I thought about it, but I...
Because you even say that could just be stupid stuff. That's it. So that would be the perfect way to end it.
But So Tyler and I had this conversation about 2 months ago. I like to... So if you look at a comedian set, they like to start and end with the same type of premise of a joke. Most of the time, I like to start stupid stuff and end stupid stuff with the same type of premise. And it was pure, I don't know what you'd call it, magic that on Monday, AJ went, oh, I sound like Tom Brenneman. And then yesterday you went, oh, well, and you interrupted your thought and AJ went, well, now you're Tom Brenneman without thinking about it. So it was kind of magical.
Okay. You know what else is magical? The end of the damn show. We're going to have a great weekend. Aaron, have a great weekend, bro.
Y'all too. Enjoy the end of the boys, AJ and myself.
Yeah, I'd be curious to get your thoughts on it, but I honestly think the freaking episode was, to quote William Butcher, diabolical. And don't be a... Anyway, it's going to wrap it up. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Be safe over there in Louisiana, guys. Hopefully this thing ain't going to do much damage. Till Monday, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.